Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Overrated, everybody. It's the segment that is sweeping the entire world and all of the other places on Earth, too.
That's a big broom.
From the 940, overrated every Christmas movie played on the Hallmark Channel, and that's what we're asking. What's the most overrated Christmas movie? By the way, Dean Cain's in a lot of those Hallmark Christmas
movies. I'll disagree with that because I don't think anyone holds those in high esteem. Right? Like, nobody goes, how dare you go after a Christmas prince?
So no, my mom does. My mom loves them.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
So she would be the one that would be rating them so that he could be correct in saying they were overrated?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes. She turns that channel on December 1st and leaves it on the entire month.
So she's a Tolo of the Hallmark Channel?
Yeah, she is a turn it on, leave it on for the Hallmark Channel. And my wife used to be. Wow. And now the Hallmark Channel just recently popped up, right? Like, it recently started, you know, opened up to this thing. But Adrian was always like an AMC or whatever the is it Oxygen? I don't know. Whatever, like, the women's movie channels are.
Okay.
She loves them. I did recently watch one with DJ Tanner as an adult. What's her name? Candace Cameron?
Yes.
Terrible acting.
Oh,
super hot though. Every person on that movie was attractive because that's how they do it, man. They just want you to feel like you're looking at attractive people.
Well, there's gonna have some feelings get hurt in this. And the first two texts I saw come in say that Home Alone is overrated, and I think that's
I understand
insane.
That. I love the movie. I love the movie a lot, but I can understand how some people didn't connect with it. Like, it's not for everybody, but, you know, maybe, but that's, I enjoyed it. Like, how cool would it be? Even Carter, he's never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I told him, I said, look, we're leaving the house. If you're not ready, you're going to be here by yourself. And he goes, you can't do that. That's illegal. And I was like, bet your ass I won't. And he was like, well, if that happens, then I'm going to have to set up booby traps all over the house in case somebody breaks in. And I was like, what? Have you ever seen Home Alone? He was like, what's Home Alone? And I was like, oh, my gosh, I love the way this kid thinks because he's already thinking that
way. Oh, that wasn't even, okay, so, and then there's the one that Colby responded, you shut your face to from the 214, Die Hard is an overrated Christmas movie. There, I said it.
Yeah, that person just doesn't need opinions anymore to be let out into the world.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
I mean, it's that and Long Kiss Goodnight. Those are my two Christmas movies. All the rest of them are trash. But the one that's super overrated for me is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh.
It's just, it's the one elf wants to be a dentist. And right. Everybody's like, well, you can't be a dentist.
Isn't that kid's name Hermes, too?
Yeah, what? Why not? Just, oh, it's so bad. The animation's so bad.
This reindeer can be a red-nosed reindeer. You know, Santa can give toys to everybody. Why can't an elf be a dentist?
I don't have a problem with
it. And they made an island for the misfit toys. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just throw them away if they're bad?
Yeah, just drown them.
Burn them.
What?
Do something.
That what's that one thing that comes up and he's like, hey, buddy.
The narwhal?
The narwhal.
Hope you find your dad.
Hold on, real quick, though.
And the claymation. Oh, God, it's horrible.
If Santa sees you when you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake, and he has you on the list, didn't he know that Rudolph was getting bullied by all the rest of those guys and he just let it happen?
Whoa.
I mean,
I'm just saying, guys, like, he could have stepped in at any point. This dude's like a know-all, see-all.
Okay. He didn't want to put his reindeer on the naughty list because those were the folks that were going to get him around.
But he had Rudolph.
Yeah, but he needed more than that, right?
As long as we're talking about Christmas specials and movies that somebody should have stepped in, we need to talk about Frosty the Snowman. Because I've said this on air before, and if you don't remember, prepare to be astonished. I am 99% convinced that that magician is a pedophile.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that magician who's, like, doing all kinds of freaky stuff, and the way he talks, too, he's like, naughty, naughty, naughty little kid. He is a pedophile. And how he's allowed to just visit this school and just hang out with these kids unsupervised boggles the mind. You know why he's mad that Frosty came to life? Because Frosty shut down his weird creeping on kid vibe. Because Frosty's like, nah, not today, buddy.
I don't know.
And he's like, we need to kill that snowman so he could go hook up with a kid.
That's why they tried to melt him?
Yes.
Somebody's trying to argue with me that A Long Kiss Goodnight is not even close to being a Christmas movie. Okay.
Kevin, I've never seen it from the... I'm going to have to go back and watch it, okay? I'm going to go do this weekend.
Okay.
This weekend, I'm going to watch Frosty the Snowman with kids.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
What?
Careful.
What? They're my kids. Okay. They've seen this movie before.
But what if one of your kids goes, oh, that magician seems nice? You need to tell him no.
If I think the same thing you do, if I don't, then I'm going to be like, nah, there's no big deal. But I'm gonna check it, and I'm going to watch it with your vision, okay?
Okay. Now, I'm in the midst of watching something that I just saw pop up twice on here.
Star Wars Christmas special?
No, I've actually never seen that. I really do want to see it because I've heard it's so tragic.
Really don't. It's bad.
It's the one where they celebrate Life Day on the Wookiee home planet.
Oh, I've seen that. I love it.
Really?
Yes, it's great.
Oh, man, I've heard it's so terrible.
Okay. It's not great.
Yes, it is.
It's bad.
It's awesome.
It's real bad.
I love things that are terrible. So that's why I love this show. So a couple people just went after it. Is It's a Wonderful Life. So I'm in the midst of watching It's a Wonderful Life right now. First third of the movie, pretty good.
Why are you in the, like, you didn't just sit down and watch it?
Some things came up today derailed my plan. So I only got through, like, I think it's like 2 hours and 15 minutes long. So I got through about a third of it. So far, I like it, but I'm also a big sucker for Jimmy Stewart. So far, like, it's amazing how many things parody It's a Wonderful Life. Like, I've already seen, like, at least three different things that I've seen pop up on The Simpsons or Family Guy or South Park that have been parodied from this movie. So far, I kind of like it. That all being said, you know that the number one most overrated Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. I have seen numerous people text it in, and the person who said that movie is trash agree. That movie sucks. It is boring as hell. That movie is to Christmas movies what Master and Commander is to regular movies.
No, it is that's one of the things I love about the fact that they do the marathon. Because I can go to sleep when that marathon starts in the morning and then wake up like 20 hours later and it's like still in the middle of the movie and I'm like, I didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with it. And the kids seem to like not really be that interested, so they stay out of the room and don't wake me up in my nap.
But see, the marathon is a lie. Little known fact, they just show the movie one time. It's so long and boring that they have to pretend. Like, they split it up in the guide in two-hour sections, but it's really just one show.
Okay, all right.
Because the movie feels like it's 24 hours long. It's so boring. It's super racist, too.
By the way, I did want to bring this up, Kevin. I texted this to you over the weekend. I'm thinking about replacing Baby It's Cold Outside. Since it's kind of gained so much national exposure... Yeah, I think we should do They Know It's Christmas Time by Band-Aid.
I don't know what that is.
We'll look at the lyrics in the break, and I want you to go take a look at those lyrics if you're out there. And that song you might be very interested in breaking down. For me, it's The Grinch. I think The Grinch is overrated. I haven't seen the new movie.
Okay, but you said the original. Do you mean the animated one or the live action one?
Both.
Okay.
I didn't love Jim Carrey's version of it. It seemed very, like, it made me uneasy. And maybe it's because I was actually sick whenever I saw it. The same thing happened with Punch Drunk Love. I was actually sick from both ends while I was trying to watch that movie, and the character's already like a weird, jittery kind of character. So when I watched it, it just made me feel nauseous. When I saw Jim Carrey's version, it made me feel nauseous. And I think it's because of some of the camera angles or something, because there were a lot of like elevation shots and stuff, you know.
Plus, it's just not very good.
The cartoon also.
See, I like the cartoon. Meh. I think Boris Karloff is incredible in that. His voice is just like, if you get the chance.
Same animators that did Tom and Jerry, right?
I could see that. Mm-hmm. If you get the chance, I know the Grinch is 0 for 2 with you. I think that this new Grinch is really good. And the animation reminds me a lot of Coco. Like I
love Coco.
The movies are not the same. It's just the bright and unbelievably vibrant colors throughout. Kind of.
See, and that was the thing with the Grinch, the Jim Carrey version. Like, they tried to make it all these vibrant colors, but it was still dark. You know, like, everything was very dark and
yeah, this pops with a lot of
as
color.
As festive as it should have been.
From the 469, White Christmas is the most excruciating movie my wife makes me watch. That is one of my mom's all-time favorite movies. And I actually saw the play version of that a couple of years ago. I just saw the play version of Elf over the weekend. Pretty solid. But I'm astonished to see multiple people are texting in Elf as the most overrated Christmas movie. I thought that movie had like universally been accepted and beloved.
It's awesome. I haven't ever seen it
all the way through.
It's just fun.
It's fun.
It's one of those that you're just like, oh, he's a character and, you know, he sees everything through the lens of somebody that's very innocent. What's wrong with that?
The only flaw is they sing the date rape song in there. While he's
still haven't seen
kinda
it.
Kind of creepy.
All the way through.
Where do you stop? Where have you stopped watching it?
It'll be on and I'll go through the room and I'll go, okay. And then I'll go wherever else I'm going.
It's amazing to me because, Colby, what is the one thing that everybody says about you? That your laugh is infectious.
Okay.
And when it comes to things that are just funny, you don't seem to be in.
I find things that are other
horribly
people
tragic.
Yeah, funny.
Okay. All right. So just like a slapstick humor, not necessarily your thing.
I laughed a lot at like 300.
That's
I laughed a lot at, you know, just stuff like that. Like when in Predator when the guy gets his arm cut off, I laughed.
Are the
a lot.
Jesus. The
because he can't fire the gun anymore. It's just over there on the ground.
The Santa Claus movies. He's laughing about it right now. What about the Santa Claus
movies?
Okay,
do you mean the one
with those overrated? Or are they?
Do you mean the one with Tim Allen? Yeah. Because I just forgot that there is a movie called Santa Claus the Movie. I'm not entirely sure if I've ever seen that movie all the way through. I've definitely seen parts of it here and there. I guess maybe you could say the first Santa Claus is overrated, but like after that, I don't think they're held in super high esteem because there's three of them, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, they kept making them. Why?
Hey, because they made money.
Because it was Christmas time and people just needed a movie to stay away from their family or to keep their kids to shut up.
And then Tim Allen was like, I'm just going to keep making Christmas movies. He made Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah, he'll do anything for a buck.
Well, hey.
I'm just getting trolled on the fan text, by the way. There's a bunch of people saying Die Hard is not a good movie.
And somebody pointed out that some people just want to be contrarian, and if there's something that's beloved, like, they'll just crap on it for the sake of it. But
right.
2003, Corey, was a great year for Christmas movies. Not only did Elf come out, another movie came out that not one single person listed as overrated. Love Actually.
Oh, man.
Movie's magical.
Probably the best Christmas movie ever.
And 214, I did laugh at Stick Around. Stick Around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.